Adam Hectic Napa, I think this is a career best. We're busy, bro. Bro, literally bro, right? That's your bro.
Literally bro.
Right,
literally
that's,
bro.
That's your bro.
He's the realest right now, I'll tell you
what. Hey, you just finished here on your motorboat after the main event, privateer life. But this is a career best, I think, for main events for you in a season.
Yeah, already. Yeah. I mean, I don't know about already, but it's been good. It's been mostly put to starts. You know, I've been riding a lot more aggressive on the first opening laps, mm-hmm. but just starts. You know, right now I'm my stats are if I start inside the main event,
yeah.
I make the main. Mm-hmm. So, and if I start outside, I don't. So right now we've been working really hard on just getting that start every single time. And it's difficult because, you know, getting the start every time is not something that's easy. It's picking the right line. You know, a lot of
your gate position isn't always great.
Yeah, a lot of it is condition over position, and that's what I've been doing lately. That's one of the major keys. Even to all the amateur people listening, condition over position. Pick the good gate over the gate that has a better spot on the inside or the outside or whatever. Uh-huh. Pick the gate that has the good rut coming out, has the good rut, you know, it makes a difference.
Nice LCQ battle with Clayson. I didn't know who to cheer for. And then A-Ray was in there before that. He got you, and then you got a better drive out of the corner and leaned into him. And
Yeah. You know, that's the LCQ.
Yeah.
I made a mistake in the rhythm section. I didn't get to... You know, it was so rutted in that far rhythm section where those guys were kind of going over the tabletop, three on, off, out, table over, single out. And I was hitting that clean all night, and I just got cross-rutted, and I was like, dude, do I go for this table out right now or do I not? And I checked the brakes because I was so sideways and cross-rutted, and luckily I did because I got spit so funky out of that last rhythm.
Yeah.
Pulled it off. Clayson got by me. I stuffed him in the corner a little bit. We both hit the triple, and I'm like, dude, if I don't get this whoop section drive right now, it's not going to happen, and I need to make a move right now. So I pinned it through the whoops. It was probably the best I hit the whoops all night. Went through the sand section. He went inside. I went outside. I seen him look over to his left of his shoulder because I think he thought I went inside.
Yeah.
And I just said, there's – 1 foot of opening, and I'm going to take this shit right now.
And it was like a football player where you, like, leaned in on him on the inside.
Yeah, absolutely. I leaned in on him. You know, Robin's racing sometimes, especially in the LCQ. I don't really like to make those moves, but when it's got to get done, it's got to get done, especially for the main event spot.
No, I thought everything was fine. It's the LCQ in the last spot.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, he braked so hard. I was literally up on front wheel coming into that corner, and I knew if I didn't double out, I was jacked. So got a nice little double out, hit the Dragon's back smooth, cut all the way to the inside, and main event.
Yep. And in the main event, I saw early on you were two laps down. Did you go down somewhere? And then I saw you riding on the concrete at some point.
Yeah. I had a front end wash, which is kind of a bummer. I felt really good at the beginning of the main event. I was hanging right with, I think it was Schmidt, Chisholm, and Alessi were kind of right in front of me. And I was doing good. And then I had a little front end wash out and took a little bit of the wind out of my sails. But, it's, you know, it's hard to recover after you start getting lapped.
Yeah.
You know, it's like... You know, you want to go fast and you want to get through that section, but, you know, you don't want to be the guy at a point to wreck the race. So it's hard to kind of – you have to really – it's a whole nother strategy to figure out where to get past, too. You know, do you gas it here? Do you let him go by? You know, and you're still trying to race the guy ahead of you. And I made a couple bad decisions there. And then – you know, and the rhythm is just so rutted that it's hard when you're getting past in there. It's difficult. But I'm learning each week, getting better, and I need to be in those main events so I can keep practicing that and just putting in the work during the week.
Bro, if you keep getting main events, you're going to get a national number.
Yeah, 72, calling it.
early lit kit nominees, what are you thinking right now? You got to look at photos, you got to reassess, but early on.
I got to reassess, I got to look at photos, but... Anderson was looking on point tonight. So was Tomac. He had these black boots with the neon highlights on them that with the gear. Oh, man, it just looks so good. He's been winning a lot of races. And you know, I was honestly, and I'm not biased to fly at all, but I was looking at Zach again with those red plates. Good, dude. It looks good with the red plates. I don't know, though. There's a lot of guys to choose from. We'll see who lit kit nominees are.
You need to look closely at the TLD guys, I think, again.
I think the TLD guys look good. I'm not sure how I feel about the blue sleeves. I was kind of wishy-washy on that, but they do have a GoPro blue logo on the side of the bike, so
yeah.
You know, you never know. I got to look at some more photos, wow. Check out the races.
Maybe TLD makes best dressed. I mean,
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, best dressed, second best, whatever you want to call it. It's all good.
Yeah. The guy with the garbage bag makes best dressed. All right, 7 News Deuce, thank you, buddy. And we'll see you in Indianapolis.
Sounds good. Thanks, Steve. Bye-bye.